Hey, welcome to You Might Have Missed It. My name is Adam.
And I'm Nathan.
And this week we're discussing...
Zombies?
Zombies?
They're making a Zombieland 2.
That's what I heard. I cannot watch zombie movies, so...
Oh, right. Damn.
So that's, like, I've tried to watch Zombieland. Like, I think I've watched, like, parts of it.
Oh,
but God. Then they start getting, like, I've watched, the parts that I've watched have included, like, the beginning,
yeah,
the middle, and then the very end.
Oh, I just...
And when I say that, I don't mean, like, I've watched the whole movie.
You've
I mean,
watched,
like, I watched the beginning 5 minutes, maybe, like...
Chunk in the middle.
10 minutes where they had, like, Bill Murray, and then he gets shot in the head. Because I thought that was funny. And then zombies start appearing again. And then I watched the very end where they're, like, in the amusement park, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
And Woody Harrelson, he gets trapped in, like, a booth somewhere or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, a little.
I don't know how it resolves. Like, I don't know how it actually ends. I just know that's the end of the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty near the end.
Yeah, yeah. But so no, I don't know anything that happens after that point.
Okay. Yeah, but no.
I see that. There's the crowds of zombies, and I was like, I'm out. this is my nightmare.
Out of zombie movies, I enjoyed Zombieland the best. It was kind of a comic take on it. I mean, still, don't get me wrong, still fucking zombie movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it was entertaining, and it especially like the rules that they went through.
Yeah, no, that's the beginning part that I enjoyed watching was the rules.
Yeah, and they kept doing that throughout the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't know.
Like, the rule number one, cardio, comes up like on a regular basis.
Well, you gotta think, that's a good rule for surviving a zombie apocalypse. My thing is, what I'm excited about with Zombieland 2 is not that I'm excited to like watch it, because obviously that's not going to happen. I'm excited that everyone else gets to watch it. It's like The Walking Dead. I'm not actually excited for The Walking Dead. I'm just really excited that there's something people like that much. I'm very altruistic in my fandom of it, is that I don't actually want to watch it ever. And
but you guys go enjoy it.
But you all enjoy it so much, so I want you to enjoy it more. I still haven't finished the first season of the Walking Dead video game. Like, I finished the game proper, but I haven't finished that final DLC pack on there. Because every time that I work up the nerve, I just talk myself out of it. Because I'm like, oh, there's something else I could play. There's literally anything else I could be doing.
Literally something that doesn't involve zombies.
Exactly. So, you know, I've still got the season two of The Walking Dead video game waiting for me to play after I finish that DLC, but I'm not sure that I'll even get to that. So
okay,
the last zombie movie that I watched all the way through from beginning to end was Shaun of the Dead, back when it came out.
Oh, Shaun of the Dead was a good one.
It was very, very good, but I walked out of the movie just with that sense of dread that I get when I've, you know, when I encounter zombies or zombie movies.
Oh, okay.
The last zombie book I read was World War Z.
Yeah.
The book is amazing. Like, it's so good.
And the movie is not the book.
Yeah. The movie is not the book. I've watched reviews of the movie because I was curious if it captured the same feeling as the book. And, you know, I barely made it through the reviews. But... Well, no, that's not true. I barely made it through the reviews because they were all like, this is terrible. Why would you ever make a movie like this? Because the book is amazing. And the movie I thought would be really good is like a documentary style, similar to how the book was presented. I don't think it would have been quite as like a Hollywood blockbuster, but the book is not very Hollywood blockbuster. It's more like reading a really good New Yorker article or something like that, or a series of them. So.
Okay.
Also, I love that it's like, what if Obama was president when the zombie outbreak happened? That's a part of the book.
Is it really?
They never say that that's who the president character during the zombie outbreak was based on. But just by the reactions and the way people talk about him, you're like... Seriously, it's the best thing ever.
Oh my.
I highly, highly recommend picking that book up.
I'll have to read that.
So zombies.
Zombies.
They're coming.
Yep.
We'll be right back after this word from our zombie sponsors.
Oh.
Trust ZombieCode, because we only want the best for your brains. Hey, we're back. Thanks for coming back with us. That was our zombie sponsor. I'm really looking forward to the wonderful products they have to offer us today.
Right, I was really interested in...
I kind of like the That was my favorite.
Okay. I can see that.
And also the free shipping. That surprised me.
You
don't see that very often these days.
Right. Unless you pay a yearly thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's not really free shipping.
No, it's not. It's quote unquote free shipping. Yeah.
Although it's definitely cheaper than, you know,
shipping. Yeah.
So here's my problem with Fallout Shelter. Like, I really wanted to like it. And you know this.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I know. Yeah.
Not just you, Nate, know this, but like our listeners know this.
Yeah.
I really want to like Fallout Shelter a lot. Like, I wanted that to be the game that would carry me through until November when Fallout 4 gets released. That was supposed to be what was supposed to happen, was supposed to pick up Fallout Shelter and then just be instantly engrossed with it and suddenly wake up. And it's November, and Fallout is on my computer. That was what was supposed to happen. But it didn't happen.
No.
But it's not a bad game. That's the other part of it, is that I do like it. Like, I like it as a concept and as a game. I just can never find the right way to play it, is my biggest problem. Because it's a mobile game. So my last real big experience with a mobile game was Summoner's War.
Right.
And Summoner's War sucked me into the point where I can't play it anymore. Like, and not in the sense that, like, I don't like it. I like it way too much. It's way too addictive. It hit every single, like, fetish that I have, which is the Pokemon side of things, the RPG side of things, the evolving side of things. You know, just that whole thing just caught me somehow.
Oh, so Pokemon Go is going to make your head explode, is what you're saying.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
I got some things to say about Pokemon Go, too.
Okay.
Or at least about the release trailer. Anyway, so
yeah.
Summoner's War drugged me in way too much. So I had to quit cold turkey.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I put it down. Actually. Yeah. Because I would find that I'm like, oh, well, I'll just go and do this thing really quick. Nope, that's not really quick. And then like 4 hours later, I would look up and realize I was still playing the game.
I still have energy to go.
I still have energy.
I might as well finish this up.
And I wasn't done. But I had to put it down at that point. Like, I could have kept playing, but it's like, nope, I've spent way too long on this. I allotted myself 15 minutes for this. I have now spent 4 hours and I have to be up in like 3 hours now. So... I am SOL at this point. So I had to stop cold turkey. So that was my previous experience with really a mobile game that I really, really loved. And somehow I expected Fallout Shelter to be the same way. My biggest issue with it, though, is that there's so much waiting.
Oh, God.
For things to happen.
Yeah.
And they've kind of made waiting fun in the sense that you can kind of do like fire drills. And, you know, force resources to be made, that sort of thing on there. But it's just not enough. So, I mean, overall, for folks who are wondering, So Fallout Shelter as a game is a base building game and people management game, essentially. At first, when I saw it, I wanted to compare it a lot to like XCOM, but that's only really the layout of the base building, which is you build elevators and then you build off of those elevators in deeper levels underground on there. So in that sense, it's like XCOM, but that's where the similarities stop completely. From that point, what you're looking at is you're looking more at like people management and gathering resources and that sort of thing on there. So you have a couple different basic room types, which are resource rooms. You have energy, water, and food. And you build the resource room so that you keep your people happy and you can keep your base running. The more people you have, the more water and food you need. The more rooms you have, the more energy you need. That sort of thing on there. And going like below the necessary levels isn't necessarily going to kill your people. It will slowly kill your people, but you go below energy, rooms start shutting down. So you can't suddenly produce the food and water you need for people. So you kind of have to keep this delicate balance. And then if food and water start going away, people start getting more and more unhappy. And then they start dying. And then when people start dying, then you have a problem. So you have to keep it all up. And then the other part of it is you have to build like accommodations for them. Then there's like training rooms and recruitment rooms and just a whole lot of rooms that you slowly build up as your vault gains population. And then there's also kind of a mini game where you can send people outside the vault to scavenge. And the better they are as people, the more powerful they are, the better they do scavenging. But it is a really just a very minor mini game that you're doing. The last part of it is events. So events in it include everything from like Deathclaw and Raider attacks to Rad Roach infestations to things suddenly spontaneously combusting. There's all sorts of things that happen in the game. And those will generally cost you either time or resources or both.
Or people.
Because you have to assign people to deal with those problems. And those are interesting, but they're actually less fun and more inconvenient than anything else, which I suppose is what they're supposed to be. But to me, there was never really an element of fun to a raider attack. It was just a lot of reshuffling people around rooms and reshuffling people, like finding the people who had guns in your vault and getting them to the right room to fend off the raider attack. Because even though you can like assign guards to rooms and stuff like that, you never really have enough people to just assign people fully to guarding a room, for example. Because you always want them doing some sort of job or improving some sort of stat or something like that. Or making some sort of baby for you. You know, there's just all of this stuff you have to do. And that was my biggest problem with it, is that you just constantly had to be doing things and then everything else just felt like an interruption throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still fun. But I think it was fun based more on the theme and it was based more on what I wanted to do.
See, I really just ended up having fun like, oh, okay, I'm... You know what? I'm kind of not really liking how this base ended up. I think everybody needs to go explore now.
Mm-hmm.
And that always got entertaining results when you're reading through the text of people like wandering around.
Well, my issue would be I would send somebody out to explore and then I would forget about them. And I would come back and I'd like read through the text logs and like finally see, oh, he's dead. Oh, shit. He's dead.
Oops.
But the thing is, there's no permanence to that. Like there's nothing, like they die, you pay some caps, they come back to life at full health.
Right.
So you just, you know... So at that point, it suddenly became less like, oh, I have to manage my time with this really well. Like, you know, I can send this guy out maybe for, with the supplies I gave him, I can maybe have him out for 3 hours before I have to call him back before he dies. But then when I found out you can just pay caps, it just became like, oh, I'll just throw him out there whenever I get back to the game, whatever. I'll pay, you know, 200 caps, get him back, send him back home because he'll have some stuff.
I still love that the Fallout currency is bottle caps.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't question it. It makes sense.
Sure.
No, I mean, Fallout currency is great. I love it. There's some really great great quests in like New Vegas where you have to go disable a new bottle cap maker because somebody is flooding the market with counterfeit caps.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It is. It's pretty great. I like it a lot. Because it actually explains how they certify bottle caps, which is they have to have a certain amount of wear to them, and they have to be like certain shapes and certain weights and stuff like that. And holy when you shit. Think about it, that's exactly how you certify just normal currency.
Yeah.
Is there's only so much that can be in circulation. And like, they're like, people have tried to counterfeit bottle caps before, but generally they're pretty poor. Like they're banging out scrap metal and they don't look right, or they don't feel right, or they're just not the right, they don't have the right design on them or something like that. Which is why like basically having a printing press that somebody can just control is bad. So it was interesting to find out. They actually explained why the bottle caps as currency works, which surprised me. But back to Fallout Shelter. So that was the other part about Fallout Shelter is, you know, I could leave them out in the waste for 4 hours and then revive them with bottle caps. So it became hard to judge how long a play session mm-hmm. in Fallout Shelter should be. There weren't really any constraints on it, other than the amount of stuff you could do at any given moment. So during times when I really wanted to play like long play sessions, so when I had plenty of time to do it and I just wanted to kind of immerse myself into that world of the vault, I found myself continually waiting for caps to come in so that I could build even rudimentary things or attract, you know, just any followers or whatever it was. Or if I suddenly had very short play sessions, what would invariably happen is an event would happen. I think there was one point where I was finishing up, like I had like 15 minutes. So I wanted to gather some resources, you know, check where my caps were at and maybe start a room and, you know, and start the process of a couple babies being made. And then suddenly, like right at the end of the PlayStation, at the end of the play session, Raider attack.
Oh, shit.
And I was just like, well, crap, I want to deal with this. Like I want to play through this. But I have to go. So like off the game goes. And then the next time that I come into it, I'm going to have to be dealing with a raider attack right off the bat instead of being able to get my bearings again and, you know, deal with the game as it comes.
Right. All of a sudden it's craziness.
Exactly. So Fallout Shelter ultimately did not pan out as much as I wanted it to. So mm-hmm. for those of you with like tablets or phones capable of playing Fallout Shelter, you no longer have to worry about me savagely beating you until I can play it on them. So
thank rest God. Easy.
Oh. Yeah, no, our long national nightmare is over.
Yay. Now back to worrying about zombies.
Exactly. Worrying about zombies and, you know, children with clocks.
I will say, not the children, right? What the fuck was that?
I know.
God, so that's such horseshit.
Fucking dumb. I mean, why would you bring a clock to school? That's just
stupid. My God.
And just to clarify a position, we think clocks are awesome. And
more power to that kid. Exactly. He made a clock. Exactly. That's impressive. I couldn't do that shit.
Today, speaking of kids... And clocks? No, this has nothing to do with clocks.
Okay.
I had mentioned I had some feelings about Pokemon Go.
Oh, no. Okay.
So let me start off by saying that overall, you are correct. I'm extremely excited by this. Uh-huh. And I'm going to play the hell out of that game.
Yes.
But I watched the launch trailer. So right when they announced it, started watching the launch trailer. And it was, you know, it's like, oh, okay, you know, chintzy fake world graphics, that sort of thing. Trying to get people really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, families playing it, people doing it on their own, you know, hip teenagerish kids doing stuff, you know, people far younger than I am or whatever it is.
Right. It was stock footage.
Exactly. It was basically stock footage, but I could tell they actually filmed it.
With Pokemon in it. Exactly.
Until they got to Times Square.
Holy fucking shit, that part.
That scared me.
Really?
Because like the ferocity on these people's faces. It was like they were like screaming for something's blood. I was afraid at any moment they were going to switch and it was just going to be like Pokemon getting torn apart. Like limb from limb, like bloody limb, and just people screaming and yelling, and all I could hear in my head was like if you grew up with like Passion Plays, it's just like Barabbas, Barabbas, give us Barabbas, kill him, take his head, and do those words over that portion, and it will make sense. And then like they had the woman in there, like right at the beginning, she's like the focal point for the first part of the camera, and she looks like she is sobbing. And they're supposed to be tears of joy, but with all of the people around her, like basically crying for blood sport, it looks like she's mourning something that's going on in front of her. But I got to that part and it scared me.
So this was a much darker commercial for you than it was.
It is. And I don't know. Maybe it's just the way I view the world, but like these innocuous things just become infinitely. But the entire commercial up to that point was exactly what I expected it to be, which was just kind of like this very unobtrusive, unoffensive, you know, it looks like fun, you know, simulated screenshots, way you play it sort of thing.
Not ending in a lynch mob in Times
Square. No, not ending in a lynch mob in Times Square as people like screamed over Pokemon being torn apart and battling. Seriously, go rewatch that part. You will be as scared as I am looking at that, I think, at this point now. It is so frightening to watch.
And we'll link the YouTube video.
Yeah. We will definitely link the YouTube video in the show notes. Because you need to rewatch it. If I had the music for it, what I would probably do is go find like a gladiatorial fight scene and just lay the soundtrack over the top of that. Because I don't think you would miss a beat with it. Like the scene from Gladiator where it's just like, are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, exactly. I somehow expected like Pikachu to end the battle with that.
Are you not entertained?
With Russell Crowe, you know? In the middle of, or like cut from the crowd to that.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you boil down what Pokemon really is, I mean, it is actually a really disturbing idea, but.
Oh, for sure.
When you just explain what it is. But I mean, as a game, it's going to be fun. I can't wait.
No, I'm really excited for it. I am excited for Animal Cruelty Simulator.
Oh my God.
On my phone. I think so. I saw the, so at the end, they actually had screenshots of it. And I don't know, like, I really wish we were at the level of technology where we could do augmented reality like
the augmented, like they did with the little one, like in the rocks and stuff like that.
Stuff like that. It's not going to be that way. I know that's not going to be that way. If it is, I'm going to be super impressed, but I know it's not going to be that way. It's going to be like, you found a Pokemon, ba-dink,
and something like that. Yeah, something like
Maybe it'll be superimposed over like whatever your camera is seeing, but I somehow doubt it's going to have the fidelity to like hide behind a rock.
Well, I've seen some AVR stuff where, I mean, if it's like a flat surface, they can usually project something on
it. Yeah. No, I can. I've actually seen some really cool AVR stuff as well, where like you create levels.
Mm-hmm.
Like based on like you have like if you have like a canvas or something in front of you, you can actually like draw the levels and stuff like that and then play through them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. And it'll add its own stuff here and there. But it's actually pretty cool. But yeah, I think that's our show for this week. So, you know, for all of you bloodthirsty hooligans out there, Pokemon Go coming up soon.
Oh my God.
Fallout Shelter, not quite what we wanted. And zombies, still terrifying.
Yeah.
You can catch up, of course, over on Twitter at YMHMI, on Facebook at facebook.com/ you might have missed it. YouTube videos, you can go watch Nate's.
It's facebook.com/YMHMI.
Right. Sorry. It's youtube.com/ you might have missed it, yep. Where you can go and watch Nate's amazing playthrough of Mad Max.
God, that was so boring. Holy fuck.
You can go and fall asleep to Nate's playthrough of Mad Max.
Jesus. I don't know what would be more boring, me playing when I was playing that game or watching me play that game.
Tune in to our Twitch channel where I will be doing Adam stares at a wall for 3 hours in an attempt to outdo Nate.
It will be more interesting than... Actually, no, I would enjoy doing that. Slowly watching you lose your sanity.
So I was watching... There's something called... it's something... It's a basically an art experiment, though, which is... You're watching a streamer, and that's it. Like, they're not doing anything. They're not playing a game. They're just sitting silently staring into a camera.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. That'd just be creepy as fuck.
It really is. It's super creepy to watch, because I watched one for about 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And what was interesting about it was that he had set it up so that you could call him on Skype.
Oh, shit.
And video conference with him. The only rule was that you had to do the same thing.
You had
so
to
he would
stare
answer the video call, but you had to sit there and silently stare into the camera with him, and you could do it for as long as you wanted. Which I thought was interesting. So tune in someday for me to do that.
For Adam to do that.
Anyway, this has been You Might Have Missed It. We'll catch you next time.